Welcome to Shikiki Lib Podcast. It's episode 25 and well, we are Moon Day today and it's really emotional, especially since my incident that happened at the beginning of August. And you know, since then, since the incident, I try to overcome it and try to do as much as I can to get out of this situation. But, you know, the only thing I was able to fix, it's my hood. And, well, I'm really happy. At least I have removed all the mark of the incident, but I'm still missing some part. I don't have money to afford the part, and it's like the whole world, like when I'm suffering, and instead of helping me, it just like allow me to suffer, you know. And that's what I want to talk about. What is this suffering, you know? Well, it's because I stand out of the norm. You know, because like I am a light worker. I am doing light mission. The work that I do here in Canada, it's really, really important, especially when we are in the end days of the old world. And what I am doing, it's really, really important from the new earth in the ninth dimension that I hang in. Because I am in the ninth dimension, you know, there is not too many people, and everything that I see around me, it's from the third dimension. I'm sure you ask yourself, yeah, but why you hang in the ninth dimension and not the five? Well, because I learned along my journey, because it's been a while. You know, I start in 2013, 2018 was my big shift. And really, since 2020, I really level up. And I realized in 2020 that fifth dimension, it's too close from the fourth dimension. Like the temptation of the fourth dimension and, you know, like the evil people of the fourth dimension. It's way too close when I am in the fifth dimension. And I'm it's not like for me, for the mission purpose that I need to deliver on planet Earth, five dimension, it's too close. So it's mostly sixth dimension that I hang in and ninth dimension. So what I was saying, you know, I say a lot of things, but I want you to know that, like, the incident that happened at the beginning of August was, like, you know, me, I just discovered an abandoned place. But the abandoned place, it's empty, you know, it's an abandoned building, and it's not a house. It's like, you know, like there was a summer camp a long, long time ago, like maybe like 20 years ago there. And it was a place where there was bathroom and you know, maybe a kitchen a long time ago. But like all the paint, it's peeling off and there is nothing inside. Like, it's empty. But it's still standing, though, with doors and windows. But the building, it's really strange. Like, yeah, I never see a building like that in my entire life, you know? And it's still standing, and it's still like the roof, it's not falling down, and the doors are still solid, and the walls are still solid. But it's been abandoned for a long, long time. But this place was filthy. of trash on their tarp and with a sign that if they don't pick up the trash, the person who put the sign, they're gonna pick it up. But the thing is that when you look at the trash and everything, everything, it's been there like for many, many years, Lou. And everything, it's rust, everything, it's cover of water, and nothing is good. Like, it's all trash. Like there is nothing to salvage, Lou. But there is like tons of stuff, Lou. So, like, I know because, like, you know, if you don't know me, well, I'm gonna tell you that I flip many abandoned place in my life. And what I do is when I find an abandoned place, I clean it, I organize it, and I throw the trash away from there to restore the energy of the environment. And like, this is really unique. You know, like, I don't know nobody else on planet Earth who do this. But me, I feel the calling to do this. And I've been flipping abandoned garage, abandoned barn, abandoned house. So many things. You know, I don't even, like, you know, every time I see trash on the ground everywhere I go, in parks, in forests, or and even in waterfall, I clean it, I pick it up. Like, I really do a good deed. And this happened, you know, like, it's been like really since, let's say, 2021, you know, that I really start doing that really intense, like trimming trails in the forest. And you know, this year is like creating trails and path from scratch, lo, without any blueprint, lo. like you know, it highlight, like, this is something new, lo. It highlight in my mind, and I start doing, and it, like, it unfold along the way, lo. So, and I create like little heavens, and you know, like a new place for the future generation that they gonna discover those trails. Because, like, I would like to have a lot of hope in humanity, but with everything what I see, and I travel a lot, look, from city to city, and I, you know, I do like hundreds and 200 kilometer a day sometime. So I see many, like, the way people behave and everything, and I see that we are really in the apocalypse. We are really in the end of the world, and like everybody is numbing their pain instead of like healing. You know, like, only a few are doing it, but not even at my level. So, energetically, it's really hard as a light worker like me, no, to do things, you know, like, to navigate. Like, I like, it's always like I need to be in fight mode to overcome the world outside, because it's so low vibe and like so asleep. Like, I am aware that people are not awake. It's like NPCs. It's like a non-player character. It's like, it's for real. It's like 70 to 80% people. Like, it's not even people. It's like robots that like are like just contributing to the evil on planet Earth. And this is not cool. Like, I am doing the opposite of all the evil as much as I can, because I'm not perfect. But like, you know, like at like 99%, I am on God's side. And I am able to handle it pretty good, but I am alone, you know. And that's something that, especially in this time, on planet Earth, when it's like the end game and the apocalypse and everything is falling apart in the world, I would like to have like some backup. You know? I would like to hang out with people that are at my level, awake, healthy, doing sports, creating content and everything, but it's not happening. So I don't know. I have no idea why it's not happening. I just know that me, I cannot go back because of all the progress that I made. So I need to maintain at that level, you know? So it's people that need to catch up to me, you know? So I'm gonna let you know a little bit what I did today. I was able to complete a trail near where I live, and it's like the most extreme trail that I ever trimmed in my entire life, full of mosquito and mud, and the trail that I trim, and it took me like maybe 3-4 times. It's probably like 3-4 times. It's like in a circle. I cannot trim the entire forest. Like every place where I go, I cannot trim all the forest. You know, like the way I trim is that I make larger the trail, you know, because everything is overgrown. It's like nobody take care of the trails. But me, my territory, it's really wide, you know, like, and like this forest where I trim, and it's the most extreme trail that I ever trim. I don't trim nothing in this area. Like that's the only place. It's like a backup forest for me. I trim, I'm probably at 90%, and it make a circle, and I need to create like there is mud and trees that fall and I cannot move it. So I create a trail on the right, and I place the wood on the side and to show the trail that change. And today I trim like on one path, but I need to trim on both sides. But I was able only to trim on one side, but I complete on one side. So I have only on the other side to make the length that I did today. But there was too many mosquito. It was like for real, like I don't even understand how come I was able for like 1 hour and 30 minutes. I don't have a mosquito bite. But like they were after me all the time, and they were bothering me, and it was really warm, really humid. It was like really difficult. But I need to mention one thing. It was so extreme. Like suddenly there is like two teenagers on a bike that came, and I speak to them, and they say, and I say to them, I trimmed the trail, and they say, oh, thank you. Thank for doing that. And I was really shook that they say thanks. Like they were not obliged to say thanks, but they say thanks. So that give me hope. So I start the day like that. Then I went in the mountain, because I was not in the north when that happened. I was able to go in the north, and I went cold plunge into a waterfall. Well, you know, it's like the beginning of a waterfall, but there is like current because the water flow under the street. And but this is like really an awesome spot that I discovered this year in winter, and it's a really awesome spot. Look, I'm really, really, really happy about this spot. I did my meditation there in my car because no mosquito. And then I play basketball. I put 5 half court shot in. Like I was really on fire tonight. Then I trim a little bit the This Is Little Heaven one. Because there is lots of mud on the path. Like this year, everywhere, like the trails, there is so much mud everywhere. It's really like a problematic, là. It's really a big problem. No wonder that you see mud flood and everything, là. Because like for real, the elite, they fuck so much the weather. Like for real, like this year is probably the worst year of all time that they really fuck all the weather up, là. And that create like Mother Nature, like like she's really really not happy about that, là. And it's really a big problem. So anyway, there is lots of mud on the trail, and I need to create a trail around it, around one big puddle. And well, it went really good. I went, and this is where yesterday I built a bridge, and I put it over one puddle of mud there, and it's perfect. And the bridge that I create it in another forest. I put it in the car. It fit perfectly, and I was able to bring it there at night because it's been like a week now that I live at night, and I really miss living at night. It's really awesome. It's more peaceful. It's more calm. All the zombies are sleeping, and the energy, it's better. So, me, I really enjoy it more, So I went cold plunge again, but in a lake, and I did like there is a rope, and I did the rope thing, but I did it in reverse. So I spin reverse, and first shot, like I didn't do it properly, and I was like, okay, I need to redo it. So I did it again, and I did it like perfectly. Like, it was the perfect shot, and yeah, it was really fun. I see many women in Little Heaven One tonight. Yeah, even older women that they were doing the play in the forest, and I even say to them, young heart, huh? And they say, yeah, we need to. So it was really awesome, though. Oh, and I washed my car at night, and it went really good. And it's like right now, like I've been here for like hours, but I really love the energy, so I don't want to move. And I arrived here, it was like before 7 p.m. It's not even 11 right now, so it's been like only 3 hours. So it's sure that I don't want to leave already, but I'm gonna go very soon. I'm hungry, so I don't know what else to say, though. I just know that yeah, this situation that happened is that, yeah, it's hard to I don't know why it's hard, look, because me, I give so much to humanity that humanity should give me back, and what I need back, it's money, though. Like, not because I am like a money guy and I really love money. Like, no, like for real, like I'm a spiritual being having a human experience, and like money, it's a fiat currency, and it's worth nothing, money. Money, it's man-made, it's not even real, But like to like overcome the situation that I'm in, I need money, though. So, and I am working on a project right now that I call the Grounding Box, that I'm gonna release very soon. But I am working on that, and I'm gonna make like in the first year $250 million. So, like the fact that I don't have money now, but like I know that like in a year I gonna make $250 million. It's mind blowing that people, they don't like realize who I am, and they don't help me, you know. Like it, like, and I don't need like I don't need like $1,000. I just need a couple hundred to fix my car, to overcome like what the dark force of the world throw at me, and like they suffer in this situation physically, you know, and they were like teenager, like two young teenager that didn't do their stop. And they hit my car when, like, they were, like, going too fast to stop when I turned to take the exit. And me, I was so focused on turning, and I didn't see them arrive. Like, maybe they were driving without light, or I don't know. You know, like, it happened so fast. But I know that... you know, this exit, it's a really dangerous one, because there is like holes in the, and like you cannot go through the, like you're gonna break your car, you know. So I need to go around the holes. I don't have a choice. So, you know, me, I was like alone on the road. I was really like, you know, I just came to go get my source water. I before that, I discovered the most epic abandoned place that I found so far. You know, and today I trim as well. I did so many things that day. I trimmed so much, and I don't even remember what I trimmed, but I know I did something really special. So I was really proud of everything, and I was cleansed. I was pure, you know, and, you know, I was going back home slowly, nobody in front of me, nobody behind me. And suddenly, I make sure, and I remember I was preparing myself to take the exit, and I'm like, I'm not gonna catch the hole. And as soon as I turn my steering, I hit them. So I don't, you know, I have a car. I didn't have like a Jeep, jacked up in the air, and I didn't see them. Like, and I was looking in front of me, you know. So it's like, for real, that moment when I hit the scooter, when they hit me, it's the moment, it's like it was like the end of the third dimension. Because I know, like, you know, I try to help them after the incident, and I can feel their energy, not because they were hurt because of the accident, but like their like I could read them now in their life, the way they are, you know, and they are like little monsters, like really unhealthy, like doing like bullies, and they are not like the kind of like a teenager that are doing the right thing, like they were like evil teenager, you know, like. Like one have a knife, and I don't know what happened. Like there was so many people that tried to help them, but nobody tried to help me during this incident. Like nobody asked me if I was okay. You know? Like it was like really shocking to see that like I was hit, but because I was not hurt, but mentally I was hurt, you know, but nobody cared, you know. So anyway, but I hear like one of the teenager, like they say, I don't know, like hide the knife, or I don't know, like, you know, like it's like they have in their scooter like illegal stuff, and like they were saying to other people, and they were women that stopped with their car and everything, and they say, oh, throw it in the forest, and you know, like they were like more focused on hiding the bad that they were than you know, like trying to heal themselves, you know. And me, I was there, and I was like, I don't know what, how to, like, get you better. But anyway, I can feel like they don't want to get better. You know? I offered them water, a towel, but yeah, I, you know, like you know, it's not like if they were like earth angel that no, they were like completely disconnected from, like, you know, they were unhealthy. And that's what happened when you're unhealthy. You're disconnected. So, you know, like, that's why me, I stopped being disconnected, you know? And I stopped being evil, and I stopped because the evil it brings so much deception in my life before 2013 that in 2013, when I start doing the freeline skate, that's the moment that I say, I gonna do things different. So, okay, I know, you know, it's been 25 minutes. I didn't expect to do 25 minutes of a podcast, no? But, you know, seems like I really need to free myself of all this. That's why I like to speak my truth, and that's why I recommend you to speak your truth. But just before I leave, I want you to know one thing. It's been 3 months that I take gut health every month, okay? 2 months was with gut ritual, with the company ritual. And the last one, it's from Seed. I think it's probably like the same, you know, but I was feeling more the result with ritual. So I'm going to give you the link of ritual. And if you order a ritual, you know, I'm going to have like, I'm a affiliate, so I'm going to have money. So, and you're going to save 15%. So, you know, take note of the link that I'm going to give you. It's bit.ly/gutritual. bit.ly/, I don't know what is in English, no? Gut, G-U-T, ritual, R-E-T-U-A-L. So, you know, like cleaning your gut, you're gonna feel better. So even if you're like in a car accident or in a storm or everything, it's falling apart around you, you're gonna stay calm, but you're gonna say, what the fuck is going on, you know? But at least inside, it's not like panic attack and anxiety, and you don't gonna be stressed. You're gonna be able to stay grounded, stay connected, and you're gonna be able to observe and like, okay, what I do next. And it's gonna be more easy for you to keep moving forward and eventually figure it out. So I wish you love and light, and definitely, if you order some, and there is other product with ritual, there is protein powder, you know, there is other things. There is a product for the skin as well, but I just try the gut ritual. But it's really helpful for me. And I start taking gut health with Purium last year. So, you know, I say last year, but I think it's like even before that. So in 2021, you know, Purium entered my life before my father passed away. So you know, when you hear Purium, you know, a ritual seed, you know, it's not like something that you need to take like, it's not for me, you know. If you hear it, yes, it's for you. So, hey, you know, bit.ly/gutritual. This is the link that's gonna save your life. I wish you love and light. Up to the next.